Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dream of disease, man, down on your knees.
Hello, podcast listeners. How are you doing? Hey, before we get into anything, first of all, Sam Stevie's not going to be here until 12:30. He just messaged Quentin to tell him that he's going to be a little late. So, cool. You know, this isn't Dana and Parks where you can just show up whenever you want, you know? So just goof around. I'm just kidding. That's fine. I'm happy that he'll still be joining us at 12:30.
We're the utmost professional.
I know. I try to be, but then things like this happen, and all of a sudden I feel like this little show doesn't matter.
I mean, we covered breaking news yesterday.
We did.
Are you kidding me?
Bunch of cows on I-70. Anyway, before we get to that, any other topic that we'll get to, and then we'll play a game with Sam Stevie at 12:30, and then we'll have Joshua Briscoe on at 1. I just want you guys to know that we're doing something really important here at KBC. We're trying to keep kids warm this winter. And how do we do that? Well, through you. You go to KBZ.com and you just find the link to Operation Warm, donate $25, make sure a kid in Kansas City who needs it gets a coat this winter. I can't imagine how miserable it has to be to have to walk to school when it's 10 degrees out. Or how miserable you'd be having to stay inside when it's snowing and all your friends go outside and play, but you can't because you don't have a coat. Make sure that kid gets a coat. Go to KMBZ.com. Again, just $25 for one coat, but you can donate as much as you want. All right. So this is a disgusting story, but not for the reason you would think. I'm gonna give you this story, and then we're going to really bear down on it, on why it's so gross. So it's a story about, this is, by the way, also out of Australia, where identical twins, Anna and Lucy Desenik, have decided that sharing, well, that's their whole personality. They dress the same, eat the same, measured out food, get the same fillers, I guess, whatever, and share the same bed. And yes, they're both engaged to the same guy. His name is Ben. A very lucky man. That's not the gross part. They've been in this three-way relationship for more than 14 years and say there's no jealousy because if Ben kisses one, he immediately kisses the other. They want to get pregnant at the same time. And they've even looked into IVF, but are, quote, trying it the natural way. Together as much as possible. So there, he's making sure that both turkeys get basted, if you know what I mean. Still not the gross part.
I think you made that part pretty gross, but that's fine.
Here's the part that made my soul leave my body. And it's not even something that they do with the fiance, hopefully. The twins also shower together. Okay. A little bit weird. And use the toilet at the same time. At the same time? I can't. Look, I don't want to make a sexist comment, but women, you have a hard enough time coordinating your outfits, much less your bowel movements. Proudly describing that they have the same bathroom schedule in order to stay identical. Quote, they also choose to shower and use the toilet at the same time whenever possible. They measure their food, share the bed, blah, 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 blah. And they think it's important to... do they have two toilets in one bathroom?
I'm imagining a trough situation.
Or a double-decker situation? Is one up on the tank?
I've met some identical twins in my life.
Yeah.
I understand that you look the same and you probably, and genetically, you're very similar.
They walk alike. They talk alike.
Get a better personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Just you're your own individual. Can you not make this your identity? Like, that's cool.
I
do feel bad for Ben.
Yeah, I.
Do you think he like really liked one and the other one was like, I'm here too? And he's like,
I don't feel that bad for him in that case. But I do feel bad. I guess here's my thing. I could maybe wrap my head around the shared fiance before I could even think about getting on board with the synchronized butts. That is where I'm having an issue.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is. I have been married for almost 20 years. I've been with my wife since the second season of South Park. We've been dating, or we were dating before that. We don't have an open bathroom relationship. In fact, an impediment to us in the mornings is that we have a large bathroom. The toilet itself is kind of in this closeted, this smaller area that has a door. But then the shower is like open right there, is right there. So, like, I could be in the shower and she could use the sink and vice versa. And both of us are so bashful that neither one of us enjoys showering while the other person's just getting ready. And, like, this morning, I got up a little bit earlier than I usually do. And she's in there, like, doing her makeup while I'm in the shower. And I usually only take, like, a 2-minute shower. It was maybe 30 seconds. Because I was so like, oh, God, she's going to see stuff. I know it's crazy. We're married. It shouldn't be a problem. That is my barrier. That is her barrier. That's where we at. That's where we are, yin and yang, just right together. I can't imagine going to the bathroom at the same time as somebody else.
Yeah, this sounds like a video that got banned in Missouri.
In Kansas first. Two girls, one toilet. Or maybe two toilets, two girls. It's still gross. I'll just say this. Everyone has a nope line. Just nope. I didn't mean to make a farting sound while talking about this, but this is the extreme version. These three, they're not hurting anybody.
No.
They are consenting adults living their very weird but best life. But what it does highlight is that we all have something where we go, yeah, absolutely not. I need some privacy. And I think that's what makes the twins, that's the line where it's like, that's weird for me. Like the sex stuff, the trying to get pregnant at the same time, all that stuff, okay, different, a little weird, sure. But where it goes full blown, I think you're insane, is the toilet stuff.
I think that this sounds like it should be on a TV show, reality show, but it should be on
it
channel.
They actually are part of a reality show, by the way, in Australia.
Yeah. It sounds like it should be on channel like 285.
Okay, I'll just throw this out. What is one thing you'd never do in front of your significant other ever? Because that's it for me. I know I would never, ever.
Bathroom stuff.
I'm not, I mean, maybe peeing, but not the other one. I don't even feel comfortable saying the other one. That's so gross. Can't do it.
Sometimes it is a very private event, you know.
I need my space. I don't need that being judged. I got enough things being judged. Also, it's just, I have a very weird system. I'll just be honest with you. I'll tell you that. I got a bidet. I got a squatty potty. I get into it, okay? I have a whole routine. I don't need that getting messed up by her being in there trying to go at the same time. And that's the other thing. It'd be one thing if they were just in there. One was showering, one was using the bathroom. That probably is a necessity that happens because you have limited space. You only have one bathroom maybe. Okay, fine. But you're both going at the same time? So what is something you would never do in front of a significant other? Besides that. I don't like eating spaghetti in front of her.
I think you're eating spaghetti wrong.
I get into it.
But like a steak is fine.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Tearing the meat, mm-hmm. You know, like you're in a cave.
Yeah.
Is good. But scooping up the noodles, not happening.
From the text line, I've thrown up and on the floor at the same time in front of my wife. I don't think there's much I can do to be embarrassed.
That's true love right there.
Well, I have done. I mean, I've not done the on the floor part, but I've definitely thrown. I've done embarrassing things in front of her involuntarily. But the point is, these two freak twins do it voluntarily
and talk about it. We don't shame on this show, but we will bring up your absurdities.
From the text line, weird, that's just weird about showering. I don't know what to tell you, man. Like I've been honest about this with my wife. We have a very loving relationship, and it's I don't want to go into detail, but the faucets aren't exactly off in the bedroom. We're doing great there. Hasn't really slowed down as we've aged.
With the lights off.
But has to be with the lights off, man. Has to be. This is dirty talk between me and my wife.
Do you think we could make it even darker in here? Yeah. You think we could get it even darker?
That's dirty talk for us. It's just she. I wouldn't mind seeing her, but I don't want her seeing me. I don't want to see myself. Yeah, I don't look at myself in the mirror naked. Like that ain't happening. And it probably should. There's a lot of moles and all sorts of stuff going on. Yeah, we'll wrap up and then, hey, Sam Stevie showed up, so we'll be able to, maybe, is he going to be here? Somebody said it's going to be nuts dealing with two pregnant wives and two infants simultaneously. Yeah, I don't think he cares about that. I think he cares about the process of getting them pregnant. I think he cares about that a lot more than he does the
basting turkeys, as you decided to put it.
Actual results, so there you go. Coming up, we're going to play a game, hopefully.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Got Sam Stevie in the studio with us. Hey, Sam.
Hi, I'm just over here realizing how deaf my hosts are. Good God.
Okay, we can talk about this right now. Because I think every day when I come in, if I do not turn this down, it is all the way up. And it made me think, maybe Scott just turns it all the way up and then doesn't have his headphones on.
Right. Because sets him on the
table.
Yeah,
if he just needs to hear, that would make sense.
No.
But that's not the case.
He is listening for any under the breath things that can't go on the air. So I kind of get why he does it. Now, Dana,
I guess.
I don't know what's going on over here.
She's deaf.
I need some new headphones now or some new ears.
Yeah. The overhead is also always really loud, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Some good behind the scenes stuff.
A lot of years in radio. I guess their ears are taking the hit.
I've been in radio a lot of years. I was also in punk bands.
You can hear just fine.
I can hear fine. Maybe I should have been in louder bands.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
All right. So, Sam, we're going to play a game.
Okay.
The game is something I just made up last night. It's called Time Trial. The way this works is there's three of us, me, you, and Quentin.
Okay.
One of us is going to throw out a topic. Then the other two are going to debate it. One person is going to take the negative on the topic. The other one is going to take the positive.
Oh,
so to demonstrate
this,
you are going to be the judge. Me and Quentin are going to argue. I'm the prosecution. He's the defense. Okay. The topic right now is lemons.
Love it.
So usually I would say you make up the topic, but since this is your first time doing this, it's our first time doing it too. The topic is lemons. So I have 1 minute to prosecute lemons. Then he'll have 1 minute to defend lemons.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, life sometimes is rough. Life sometimes is a slog of bitter defeat, broken bones, shattered dreams, blood spilling on the floor. But when life is at its worst, that's when life hands you lemons. It's because they're the sourest, most bitter, most hideous fruit. And they would like you to believe that's of no fault of their own, but the fact of the matter is lemons do that on purpose, in defense of themselves. And I would just ask you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, to judge lemons as they ask to be judged, as the vile, bitter creatures that they are. And let's turn lemons into lemonade. Thank you very much. Oh, usually you don't get applause from a jury, but okay.
Wow.
All right. So, Quentin,
So I got to defend lemons.
You got to defend them.
Okay. Well, this will be pretty easy.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, and Sam of the jury, I would say that.
You're saying I'm not a gentleman?
I would
the
say.
What the heck was that?
You're a judge. You know. I would say that on a crisp, warm, hot summer day, there is nothing better than after some sort of mowing the lawn, hanging out with your boys, to have a nice cold glass of lemonade. It is quite refreshing. Cute kids sell lemonade along the sign to raise money for various things, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, or, you know, they just want the new cool, you know, album so they can make a new number fun. And finally, I would say that lemons make my vodka taste delicious.
All right. Sam, as the judge, did we sway you on lemons one way or the other?
Well, I got to be honest. I came into this very biased. I'm very pro-lemon. Science shows that lemon is the flavor of happiness. It literally lights up the endorphins
it's
in your
bitter
brain.
Bitter and acidic. How is it? Okay.
Science shows it. I don't disagree. Mm-hmm. However, Quentin, your argument was literally the antithesis of his. You just expanded on Thank his you. Argument saying that lemons by themselves are not acceptable and they need to be lemonade. Jonathan Weir gets this one.
All right. I'll be the judge. You, Sam, are going to be prosecution.
All right.
Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. Quentin will be prosecution. You'll be defense.
Love it.
Let's do Crocs, the shoes. Okay. Do you need a second to collect your thoughts in there, prosecutor?
Okay. So I am attacking Crocs.
Yeah, you're going after Crocs.
Yeah.
You're going to, again, Crocs should be banned. Getting rid of Crocs. Ready?
Yeah, Crocs should obviously be banned because there's a reason why every time somebody gets on an airplane and they're wearing Crocs, you want to move as far away from that human being as possible. I think the kind of person that wears Crocs, if you see them, you know exactly what kind of personality that they have, and it's nobody that you ever want to talk to. Any grown person that wears Crocs out into the world is a person that you should avoid. Crocs should be banned because the people that purchase them are people that you want to avoid for the rest of your life. There are better versions of shoes than Crocs.
All right.
Whoa, applause again. Whoa.
The defense?
On the eighth day, the Lord made Crocs. You're getting ready to go outside. You want to do some yard work. Flip-flops, boots. You don't have time to put boots on. It's a nice day. We're throwing on the Crocs. You got to step around in the mud. Water shoes are uncomfortable. Water shoes don't really have enough cushion. Rocks can get stuck in them. You throw on the Crocs. Anytime that you need to do something quickly, you flip that back strap up, you slide that foot in, you are ready to roll. And then, when you want to do some more rigorous activity, they come with sport mode built in. You flip that thing down, you lock it in behind the heel, and you are ready to take off and sprint and live out your potential. And if you're one of those people from like the mid-2010s, you can bedazzle them. Crocs.
When you said extracurricular activities, I was suddenly imagining.
However you want to use it.
I also didn't realize when I threw this out as a topic that I also come from it from a very, very biased point of view, as my wife used to actually run the Crocs store at Oak Park Mall.
There you go.
How'd that work out for Oak Park Mall?
Not great, but...
Or the Crocs store.
I will say, and I'm sorry that it's going against you again, Quentin, but your argument was more against the people who wear Crocs, not the Crocs themselves. You were just saying people who wear them are gross, and I took personal offense to that. So, I would say that the defense, Crocs are not guilty and will continue to exist.
Woo!
All right. So, Quentin, go ahead. I will be defense. Sam is prosecutor.
Do I need to come up? I got to come up with a topic.
You want me to give you one?
I mean, I can come up with one.
I just don't want to seem like I'm coming up with ones that I've already explored.
Yeah. Okay. You're the prosecutor.
Yeah.
Let's just go with the band, the Beatles.
The getting rid of the Beatles.
Yeah.
I'm not the prosecutor. He's the prosecutor.
Okay. Let's just see how this works out.
Okay.
Well, this is tough.
You got to make the case that the band The Beatles should not exist. Go ahead, Sam. Have fun with that.
We talk about the British invasion. I had to write a paper about this in college, and I took the argument of the fact that the Beatles got more credit than they deserved. Rolling Stones all the way. I actually love the Beatles. I don't know what else to say. I rest my case.
All right. All right. I'll I believe, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that the prosecutor made a better case than I ever could. One, referencing the British invasion, which was a cultural touchstone point for the United States, and a changing of the guard in our culture where we went from a stodgy, slick-haired Elvis background to a more open, long-haired, just letting it fly, having fun type of people. And the fact that you referenced the Rolling Stones at the end, which would not have been a band. If you love the Rolling Stones, that's great. If you think the Rolling Stones are better than the Beatles, that's great. But if you use the Rolling Stones as a reason why the Beatles should be banned, you're arguing against yourself, because the Rolling Stones would not have existed without the Beatles. And I'm not just saying because they came in the wake of the British invasion. I'm saying because the first Rolling Stones songs that were hits were written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Happy Just to Dance With You was their first hit. It was written by John and Paul. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I say if you ban the Beatles, you ban yourself.
I feel like the prosecutor didn't show up to court.
I don't know what you wanted me to do there, man.
Yeah, that's a
tough one.
That's a tough one. Well, in fairness, I think he wanted me to prosecute the Beatles. Yeah. Do you want to flip it? You want me to do
it? I think it would be fun if we flipped it.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if you think that this country isn't capable of producing the type of quality songs like I Want to Hold Your Hand or Saw Her Standing There, a song about statutory rape, by the way, she was just 17, if you know what I mean, disgusting. Anybody who knows the age of consent in a jurisdiction is a pervert. If you think that the likes of Creedence Clearwater Revival or Roy Orbison couldn't have come up with those songs, and if you think that the reason the Beatles were so successful wasn't just because of their look and their sound, well, I have a bridge to sell you. It's the London Bridge. There you go.
Wow. Before the Beatles came to the United States, music was boring. The Beatles came in, they shook things up. They younged it up a little bit. We were with the tired old sounds, the country, the rock, blech. The Beatles came in, and despite the pushback, despite the rejection initially, they overcame, they won. They found themselves on the biggest broadcasts in the United States. People were rushing to their television to watch something that they could have gotten on the record. But instead, they had to see it live. They had to go. They had to rip their undergarments off, and they had to hurl them onto that stage like it was the last thing they were going to do. Without the Beatles, those viewers would still have their undergarments on, and that would be unacceptable.
They're very pointy undergarments, right? What was going on in the 50s and 60s with those very dangerous bras?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we need the Beatles.
All right. Judge?
I'm not a big ASMR fan, and I feel like your entire experience there, Sam, talking about undergarments was an ASMR.
So
that
wins.
Makes me uncomfortable.
So
we're gonna go weird on this one.
Woo! Both cases. That's like Keanu Reeves in The Devil's Advocate type of stuff right there.
To be fair, I had to write entire papers about the Beatles, and you just dropped a bunch of knowledge that I didn't even know.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh well. I've gotten not once but three times the same Time Life Beatles book.
Yeah.
For Christmas. So that's why. All right, we're going to keep this going. Coming up, why don't you text us a topic that we can debate? What do you think should be banned? And we'll debate whether it should be banned. That's next on Midday.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The show. It's midday. It's Thursday. Happy Thursday, everybody. Got Sam Stevie in the studio with us. We're doing a little game. I don't know what to call this. I said time trials, but then I stopped timing them. So I'm just going to say trial of the century.
Judge okay? and jury.
There. Perfect. Judge and jury. It's alliterative. Works. Sticks in the craw.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a little thing called judge and jury. The way this works is one of us is the judge, throws out a topic for the other two to debate. One is the prosecutor. One is the defense. So far, we've done the Beatles, we've done lemons, we've done Crocs. Sam?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Who is the next judge? I was the judge.
Then Q, now me.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, right. No, Quentin was... now you. Yeah, your turn. So you throw out the topic.
Here we go. Going to the text line.
Yep.
$35.99.
Mm-hmm.
Modern rap.
Wait, who's the prosecutor? Who's the defense? I was the prosecutor on lemons.
I'm going to make the young guy the prosecutor and the not so young guy. No offense. Don't take that the wrong
not
way.
As young guy.
The lesser
yes.
young guy.
Yeah.
The defense.
Okay.
Okay. Go so ahead. I got to ban rap.
You're banning modern rap. Modern rap. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know what this person, if this person is 80 years old and they're like modern rap could be like,
well, that would be all rap if they're 80.
I was thinking that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know, it is the Sugar Hill Gang. They're like in their 70s. So I don't know. I don't know what they consider modern. But anyway, go ahead.
Modern rap. Okay. I don't know if you know this, guys, but modern rap has started to cause some issues at restaurants and at places all over the internet because of two numbers that have been put together, and it is causing chaos. All this coming from a modern rap song, which uses 6-7, and it is destroying companies such as In-N-Out Burger, who have banned the number from their store because it is causing straight chaos. Mm-hmm. Some others might say that rap is nothing but a song and a way to induce violence, as their references to guns and killing folk is something that is just bad for overall society. Modern rap is not a form of music. It is just speaking very loud and very quickly. So rap should be banned because it is not an art.
All right. Very good.
Defense.
Well, if I may respond to my colleague talking about how modern rap is nothing but guns and drugs and violence. First of all, I don't know that he's actually been paying attention here in the courtroom today, because if he had actually listened to modern rap, he would find that it's very rarely about guns, drugs, and violence. And modern rappers today fixate more on personal issues, on relationships, on trauma and lifestyle issues that not necessarily violence. A lot of people who hate modern rap would also argue that it all sounds the same. Yeah, Skills Seesaw 679 sounds just like Skills Seesaw 672. Fine. I will grant you that. And to my ear, it does. But the reason why it does is because of ear fatigue. It's compressed into a block. So much of it sounds the same. And I guarantee you, if you grew up in the 70s and your dad heard you listening to Led Zeppelin, he'd go, "This sounds just like that band you were listening to last week, Aerosmith." You grew up in the 80s. Guns N' Roses and Whites, they're the same band in the 90s. Nirvana, Pearl Jam is just a mumbling bunch of jackasses on heroin in Seattle. So what I'm hearing very clearly, actually, from the prosecutor, is that he hasn't given it enough of a chance to distinguish between the artistic styles of these modern rappers. And if he just gave it that chance, well, he would realize there is a huge difference. And, you know, if we listen to each other, the world would be a better place. All right. That's pretty bad. I don't know what that was. I don't like it. All right.
That would be the 6-7.
I know. I assume that was somebody yelling 6-7 was the 6-7 reference.
Based on all the evidence brought before me here today, defense, you put up a good fight. Mm-hmm. You did. You made some great points. And I was swayed toward the end. And I'm not sure if it would be admissible for a last-second closing argument from the prosecution as he presented.
You're the judge.
But I'm going to allow it in the courtroom today.
Okay.
And Quentin, you're taking this one home. Bye-bye, modern rap.
It's gone!
You know, on this show, we like to solve problems. And I think we've solved that one.
All right. So wait, whose turn is it to be the judge?
Now you would be the judge.
Now I would be the judge.
Yes.
All right. Then let's see. We got a couple minutes left. I'm going to say pickles. Pickles on everything.
Okay.
Mr. Stevie is going to be representing the state in this case. And we're banning pickles on everything.
Oh, no.
Sam
okay.
Stevie.
All right.
Whereas Quentin will be the defense of pickles. Mm. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Sam Stevie loves pickles. Loves them.
I do.
It's to the point where that's part of his personality.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Pickle loving. A man turning into a pickle, funniest thing I've ever seen.
Eat pickles every day.
All right. Prosecutor, okay. You have the floor.
Here we go. All right, pickles. Don't try to play yourself off like you're something special. You're just cucumbers. You're literally just cucumbers thrown in some sugar and some water, maybe a little seasoning. Maybe we're going for the butter pickle. I don't really care. You're just a cucumber. Get over it. You're not special. Plus, you go get a hot dog. You go get a burger. You have a nice, crispy bun to deliver that meat deliciousness to your gullet. You want something in there that's going to make it soggy? All it's going to do is wet down that bun. It's going to fall apart. You're going to be eating that burger with a fork, like the opposite of a caveman. You don't get a burger to eat it with a fork. You get a burger to devour that thing. Pickles, we don't need you in this world. Other pickled items, they might belong, but you're just a cucumber trying to plate it off as something special.
Wow. I know that hurt you to do, but you
know.
It's
tough. Yeah. It's tough.
But you represent the state. That is your job and your duty. Whereas Quentin represents the defense of pickles. Go ahead.
I would say that pickles are more than just old cucumbers. Pickles themselves are their own individual thing. In fact, pickles are so important to society that for generations it has been used, pickling has been used to preserve food. Pickles themselves are an important part of a way to gain electrolytes. It is why football players will drink pickle juice in order to keep from cramping. Pickles are an important part of a burger. In fact, it was the great SpongeBob that said that in order to make a Krabby Patty, you needed two pickles on that sandwich. Pickles add a delicious crunch, a sweetness, and create a good hot dog via relish. So I would say that pickles are so important that people will eat spears of them by themselves. Thus, pickles should not be banned.
All right. Somebody on the text line said I needed to have that.
There we go.
I can't believe I didn't have that. All right.
Judge?
I
was only half listening to Quentin's argument because you were looking for the dun-dun sound.
I was doing two things at once. I'm capable. I'm parsing this because I don't want, or parceling this, because I don't want my bias to play such a huge role here.
Oh, now you care. Now you care.
But I have
bias to
agree with the prosecution and Mitch Hedberg, who said, and I quote, "I don't trust pickles. They're just cucumbers that sold out."
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There you go.
All right.
Sam Stevie, thank you so much for joining us in the dumb game that we just did, whatever that was called, Judge and Jury. That was really fun.
That was fun. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for being here. And by the way, thank you for the people texting us suggestions on the text line for dumb things to debate.
Zipper merge was a strong contender.
Yep. I feel like we have planted our flag a little bit too deep into the soil of the zipper merge on the show. And if I don't want to become a one note thing, we've literally debated the zipper merge more than anything else we've ever debated on the show. You know my point of
they belong.
They belong. For God's sake. Just
one every day.
Just let people in. Anyway, coming up, what are the toughest life decisions that you have to face? A new study on this has them, and they're dumb. It's inaccurate. We'll talk about that next. Acid washed. This is, you know what? It needs to be a list one day. What is the most AWJ song? Acid washed jeans song. That's up there. Every rose has its thorn. It doesn't even make any sense. Okay, every rose, I get it. Every rose has its thorn.
What do you mean?
It's saying something beautiful can hurt you.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Get it.
Just
I got
ask
it.
Ben in Australia.
So every rose has its thorn, so something beautiful can hurt you. Okay, first of all, there are thornless roses, so it doesn't make sense from there. Two, just like every night has its dawn. Okay, getting a little bit away from the analogy because I think night can be beautiful, and dawn actually is beautiful. It should be every dawn has its night. So that doesn't really make sense. Then, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Where are we at now with the analogy? I don't even know what we're saying anymore.
I mean, have you ever seen an old Western ever? They all have a little, sing a little ditty.
I'm not saying that it's inaccurate that cowboys sing sad songs. I'm saying it doesn't fit the metaphor anymore. It doesn't make any sense. It's just evocative of sad stuff. That's all he's doing in that. He could be like, every rose has its thorn, just like every clown sometimes cries. Like, that doesn't make any sense either, but it's kind of sad.
I think you just hate the Dan and Parks playlist.
Is that what we're rolling with today? Is that what's happening?
I pull songs from their playlist.
Okay. Can I make a playlist?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to make a playlist for you. All right. The top decisions that people stress out about the most. I hate this list, by the way. Number one is whether to accept a new job or not, according to this study in Psychological Science magazine. Oh, so you're saying the most stressful thing in your life is whether to take a job or not? I disagree. I would think the most stressful decision that you have is whether to leave a job or not, to decide to take an alternative gig. That'd be more stressful, and still not the most stressful thing in your life. I would say more stressful than that would be deciding to leave your husband or your wife, abandon your kids at a fire station. You know what I mean? Whether to drive a car was also on there as stressful decisions when you're tired, buzzed, or there's bad weather. No, it's pretty easy. I just don't. Just go. I'm going to go sleep here or have somebody pick me up. All right, coming up, we're going to have Joshua Briscoe on the show. Really excited about that. Going to talk a little bit about sports and then a lot about other stuff. That's next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.